Blog Talk Radio.
J. Floyd coming to you live and direct at Dirty After Dark on the 924 Network. And you know I'm going to give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. So welcome all my friends, my family, and my freaks. Welcome to another edition, and always a great edition, of Dirty After Dark with your boy J. Flizzle, J. Floyd. So, you know, I want to know how everybody weekend is, you know. I hope everything is doing well. I hope you're doing well. I hope everything is everything. My weekend was pretty good. No complaints. Everything is love. No complaints whatsoever. All is love. All is well. So it was a rainy weekend in the A. You know, didn't do much. Just sitting, chilled, and relaxed. I did on Friday. I went to go see a Prince tribute band, you know, called the Purple Rain Experience or something like that. And it was off the chain. Shout out to them from holding it down. It was definitely off the chain. Had a good time. It was like my second time actually going to see them. It was a good act. Definitely got my grown and sexy on, if you know what I mean. Definitely got it on. It was a good show. Ain't nothing like, you know, since it's difficult to go see Prince in itself. And I have had the pleasure of going to see him two times in person. And the man is amazing. He is one of the few last and living icons. So if y'all ever get a chance to go see the Purple One, you definitely want to take advantage of it. He's off the chain and then some. But I spent Friday night, went to go see that. And then Saturday and Sunday just basically rained here in the A. And trust me, fam, you don't want to know. When it's raining in the A, it's horrible. It is absolutely horrible in the A when it rains and it's cold. But it's all good. Everybody thought they was in Seattle. Shout out to all my folks on the west side, you know, Seattle and SeaTac, and shout out to them. But this weekend, it was definitely some. It reminded me of it was in I was in Seattle and Washington, but I digress. So it's a Touch Me Tuesday on the 924 Network. It's your boy Jay Flores with Jay Floyd, and you know me, I get it in. For all my newcomers, I want y'all to know this is how I get it in. I like to do my first segment. You know, it's my tease. The first segment is the first base. You know how that is. You know, I just, you know, I get you in. I stimulate. The second section I do is I get a little deeper. You know, tantalize and titillate, stimulate and seduce. And the third one, I just go in. You know, I go rough, rugged, and raw. So with that being said, you know, I know the folks, the family knows me, my friends and family who know me and who know how rough, rugged, and raw I am. They know that I love to travel. They know how much I love to travel. So it surprises me when people, especially adults, don't get the opportunity to travel like they should. My profession allows me to travel, you know, throughout the United States. I had the pleasure of visiting places that, and I talked about it on the radio show, places that I, you know, being born and raised in the South, born and raised in Miami, Florida, even still, I never had, there were some places in the South I never got the opportunity to travel to. One in particular was I never got to go to Jackson, Mississippi. Never got to go to Shreveport, Louisiana. Had a blast. Shout out to Shreveport and Jackson. They was on fire. Jackson State is on fire. But here are some things about traveling. You know, most people don't get to travel because of, you know, finances or family or things of that nature. So when you do get the opportunity to travel and see the world, it's definitely worthwhile. And first, people don't understand that traveling opens your mind. It opens your perspective. It opens your heart to new experiences. I was blessed to be in the military and had the opportunity to travel abroad and see the Middle East and see Europe and see different cultures. Also, when you travel, you know, you get to meet new people and new cultures. You get to embrace new foods. You get to just experience things that, you know, you can't find at the local, you know, in your local areas. Cuisines. I'm a history buff, so the opportunity to go overseas and see different things is amazing. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind. You definitely got to keep that in mind. So sometimes you got to travel just to escape from reality. You got to escape. And whether it be traveling abroad or just traveling to the next state, just escape reality. And fam, I don't want to hear it. We don't have enough time. You got 365 days. Y'all, anybody who's working or not even working, or, you know, if you're a business owner, if you know, you got to make some time to go on vacation. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just go. You know, it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It could be a day trip. It could be just an overnighter. But you got to be able to get away. Sometimes when you travel, you see new things and see new places that make you want to go back. You know, I definitely want to head back to Jackson. I definitely want to head back. Every time I go to New Orleans, it's always a good place to be, you know. So it's always, you know, you look forward. Once you go, you get hooked. You want to go again. Also, you get to push the limits. You get to push the limits of who you are as a person. You get to learn who you are as a person, and you get to grow. And here's another thing. When you travel, you make everybody envious. Shout out to one of my friends, actually my coworker. She actually went on a 15-day trip to Australia by herself. She had been planning it for a year. She's going to hit Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane. 15 days to Australia by herself. That pushes the limits. You know, that's and admit she's never been there. So you definitely want to push the limits. You definitely want to push the limits of where you want to go and what you want to do. I'd actually had plans to go to Costa Rica by myself, and I chose not to do it because I didn't want to go by myself, if you know what I mean. But I had made reservations and everything to go to Costa Rica this past weekend. But I made it like 6-7 months in advance, and I'm going to wind up going. Also, that hurricane kind of ruined everything. A couple of hurricanes last month that ripped through Mexico and Central America. So, but I'm going to make a trip to go there. So I say that to say, I know this is getting off topic of my growing and sexy, but to all my mature folks, I go out there and travel. Go see the world. See new people. You know, you never know. You may find the love of your life that's 1,000 miles away or 10,000 miles away. Okay? So that's my little public service announcement about traveling. Definitely get out there, see the world, see different places. It's worth it. I guarantee you'll love it. All right? So moving on. Ladies, we as men, we love, you'll be surprised with the little things you do. The little things mean a lot to us. And ladies, you don't even realize some of the things you do that give us the warm and fuzzy. And, you know, shout out to all the beautiful ladies out there that recognize and appreciate the affection of a good man. So here's some of the things, ladies, that you do that you don't even realize you do that give us that warm and fuzzy. Every man loves when their woman lays on their chest. It is whether they're in the bed, whether they're on the couch. It's something about a woman's head on a man's chest. It just does it for us. It just gives us that warm and fuzzy. It makes us feel like we're protecting them. It signifies that she feels safe in your arms, fellas. And after a long day, you know, if she had a long day at work and she just wants to cuddle and talk, there's no feeling in the world like that. No feeling in the world. Ladies, surprisingly, another thing, we enjoy when you text us first. You know, I know the morning text is important, the evening text, the afternoon text, but when we get that text in the morning that, hey, baby, I've been thinking about you, it says a lot, and it goes a long way. It makes us guys feel that you really do, you're really into us, and you've been thinking about us. There's nothing like waking up in the morning knowing that you got that text from that significant other to say, hey, I've been thinking about you. It's a beautiful thing. Ladies, here's some other things that you don't even know that you say that make us feel good. Telling us that you appreciate us. You know, you appreciate our efforts, our actions, our kindness, our generosity, our love. It goes a long way. Men like to feel that, you know, we like to feel like we're wanted, like we're important. We like to feel like we're needed. And when we get that affirmation, when we get that confirmation that we are needed and we appreciate it, it says a lot. we enjoy whether I'm you know, I'm bald, I cut my hair and I like to keep a nice bald head, but it says something. I know this is kind of public display of affection, but when you got your significant other and she rubs on your hair, rubs on your head, it's almost there's nothing wrong with that. And it just makes us feel, like I said, more appreciative. It gives the feeling to some guys that, you know, you really do feel, not pat us on the head like a fucking dog, but just rubbing on our head makes us feel good. We love when you talk about us to other people. We do. We do. We're kind of superficial. We're kind of shallow in that way. We don't mind our woman saying good things about us to other people. We really do. It never hurts to get that attaboy, and we love to hear that. So continue to do that. Because you know what? We'll love to get that praise, and when we do that, when we do step into the building, when we do show up, it's like, oh, that's him? Oh, that's the man you've been talking about? We love it, ladies. We love to get stroked mentally and physically. We enjoy this. We enjoy listening, and we enjoy that you're listening to something that we have to say. We could be talking about documentaries. We could be talking about sports. We could be talking about politics. The fact that you're really in tune to what we have to say is really, really important to us. We enjoy it. We need it. It actually makes you feel like you're in tune to us. It's almost a harmonious type relationship where you can actually listen to us. Because trust me, ladies, we listen to you when you talk about your friends, your family, your work. We're listening. But it feels good when you listen to us and we're talking about the most random thing that you can care less about, but you're listening nonetheless. We love it. Yes, ladies, we love when you're out with your girls or you're out with your friends and we get that text talking about, I'm thinking about you. Yes, we do. We enjoy that. We enjoy the fact that you're out with other people having a great time, but your thoughts are with us. Okay? It lets us know that we're, like I said, we are, even when you're out with other people, your thoughts are still with us. And one of the last things that we love when you're affectionate. You know, men won't say it. You know, some men don't like public displays of affection, but every man loves affection. Every man loves that. Public or private, we love affection. We're just, ladies, we're similar to your needs and wants. We know you ladies love affection. You know, when we kiss you on the back of your neck, it gives you a certain way. When you give us a nice long hug for no reason, come on. Just to hug him just because, just to kiss him just because. You may be, you know, y'all may pass each other and you may feel on his booty. You know, we love that. We absolutely love that, ladies. So please, you know, keep doing the things that you're doing that you don't even realize that you're doing. It's a wonderful thing because we do love it. We absolutely love it. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. Hey, I'm going to take a quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to get rough, rugged, and raw like you know your boy do, because that's how I get it in on that 924 network, Dirty After Dark. It's your boy, Jay Fizzle. Hey, I'm back. I know it was a quick one, but you know, I can't. I miss y'all so damn much that I had to come back, give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you've never heard before. So, if you got any, like I said, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, and complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. So, during the break, I get plenty of questions, and I do a lot of research and stuff like that. So, here's some things that one of my boys hit me up, one of my listeners, and he was like, you know, ask me, what are some of the things you need to do? If you go on a date with someone and you have a, you know, you go on that first date, what do fellas need to do to ensure you get that second date? You know, and fellas, here's some of the things you can do to guarantee that second date, you know, especially if you're doing the right things, fellas, here's some of the things you can guarantee. And I actually, you know, as I was, you know, looking up and doing this research, I actually said, you know what? I've actually done this myself. Fellas, the first thing you want to do to ensure you're going to get a second date is if the date's going well, if, you know, you're starting to talk and, you know, let's say you're at an Italian restaurant and you're having a couple of, you know, you're really doing your thing and there's a good vibe and a good chemistry, and she indicates to you she likes Mexican food. Boom. That's your cue to already say, hey, I know a great Mexican restaurant with some awesome margaritas, and we could sit back, and it's, you know, it's got the best spot in town on Tuesday night you want to go. And then, boom, that's your inlet to another date. I was on a date a few months back, and I knew when I went on the first date that I was going to get a second date. I already knew that. So I had to make sure or to ensure that I was going to get a second date. And I used something like that. You know, this particular woman liked a certain type of liqueur. So what I did was I said, hey, have you tried this particular liquor? And she was like, no, I haven't. I was like, well, for the second date, we can go to the, and before you know it, the second date was there. So fellas, you got to start politicking on the second, find that little inlet, and put your two cents in the guarantee, especially if the chemistry is there. Definitely put your two cents in. Another thing, fellas, is you got to text her or call her the very next day. You know, you don't want to sound thirsty. You want to seem thirsty. But then you tell her you look forward to the next time, call her, leave her a message. You know, don't try to be coy and wait a day or two and follow up. No, let her know. Fellas, it shows confidence. Let her know the very next day, I had a great time, and I can't wait to see you again. I can't believe that you like the same music I'd like, or I can't believe you like Mexican, or you can't believe you like the same liquor I like. So tell her that. To let her know you had a good time, and I guarantee you get that next date. Another thing, fellas, don't bet sex or force the issue on sex until both parties are at an agreement. You may see the chick, you may see this beautiful woman and say, damn, she is definitely, she can definitely get it. But just because that on the first date, you don't have to let her know that. You don't have to let her know that. You know, don't even put that into the atmosphere. Let it mature, let it marinate, let the sexual tension build, and if it happens, it happens. So don't expect sex, folks. If you go on in with that mentality of not expecting it, you'll be surprised you might actually get it. Be positive and have fun with your dates, bro. Go out and have fun. Don't bash your exes. Don't complain about what's going on. Just have fun. You know, first impressions are lasting impressions. So, fellas, do yourselves a favor. Have fun. Don't complain about work. Don't complain about your baby mama. Just go out there, be positive, and have fun. Also, fellas, listen to your date. Listen to her. Listen to what she's doing in her life. Listen to her accomplishments. Listen to what her job is. Listen to what she's doing with her family. Listen to her goals. If you're listening and you're really, really involved into what she has to say, she's going to be more likely to give you another date and more conversation. All right? Fellas, I know you want to do this. When the check comes out, or not even put to the check. I say this. This is my thing. Unless y'all two agree on going Dutch, fellas, take care of the bill. I know, brothers. I know. Fellas, take care of the bill, man. You know, still have some shivery in your bones. Take care of the bill. If you didn't have it, you know, and it's the thing about it, bro, when you go on a date, you can dictate where you want to go. Brother, we're not all saying you got to be cake daddy, you got to be all those things, but you can pretty much dictate where the date goes. You know, she just wants to spend time with you and get to know you. Now, granted, you can't meet at a snack and shack, but in the same court, the same text, you know, you're going out of the date to impress this woman, to let her know that you are serious to get to know her and vice versa. So get the check, bro. It goes a long way. Speaking of check, when you're on a date, bro, fellas, don't check out other women in front of her. Don't check out. That's so disrespectful. You know, you do this, you'll never get another date from her. If you're looking at the next female, I don't give a damn how fine she is. I don't give a damn if she's the waitress. I don't give a damn, bro. Don't do it. Okay, fellas? Another thing that's going to guarantee a good date and a next date, compliment her at least once about the way she looks. I mean, now, if she's really serious about seeing you and trying to make a first impression, makeup, hair done, nails done, toes done, she got a nice little outfit on, a dress or whatever, or a skirt, she's looking good to impress you as well. Compliment her on that. Say, damn, your hair looks great. Oh, I love your nail color. God, you got some pretty feet. Are those, girl, you must work out because them legs are banging. You got a beautiful shape. God, your smile is gorgeous. And so on and so on. You compliment her, things go your way, fellas. And here's another thing, dog, fellas. Last but not least, when you go on a date to secure a second date, you need to be set up something active for dates two and dates three. If she has dogs, why don't you meet her at a dog park? If she has children and they want to go to a carnival or something like that, meet her at the carnival. If, you know, she likes to go work out, you know, let's work out, but then let's go to a spa afterwards. Do something active. If you do something, if you plan a date and it's active, not just, you know, dinner and a movie, but let's go walking. Let's go to a winery. Let's go, you know, let's do something fun. You've guaranteed a second date, okay? So, fellas, if you do that, I guarantee you'll get a second date. If not, you're just goddamn lame, ridiculously lame. So one of my listeners asked me, you know, why are boyfriends so mean, okay? And she indicated that, she was in a relationship, and her boyfriend is just so mean. He's so mean to her. Okay? Men are finicky creatures. Men are just as emotional as women. We just don't necessarily show it. And we show it in our own ways. Okay? Ladies, now understand, these may not be all the reasons why boyfriends are so mean at times, but these could explain some things. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying, you know, these are things that, you know, if you start to see a pattern and he's not trying to communicate, then, you know, you might say this may be an issue. But some of the reasons why boyfriends can be so mean is he's not serious. Maybe he's not serious about the relationship in general. Maybe perhaps he's annoyed and he's just not really trying to commit. Another reason, he's playing. He's playing. He's not really trying to be that man. He's trying to push you away. So that's why these men are so mean. Another reason is lack of communication. Some brothers just can't. Some brothers just cannot communicate. And I always say this. In any relationship, the foundation, the fundamental foundation is communication. If you can't communicate, if we can't take the time as an adult and communicate, we got a problem. All right? Some other things. If a man is mean to you, or if he's acting like a mean boyfriend, you know, he's probably wasn't taught. He probably wasn't raised well by his mama and his daddy. You know, some men are raised to be disrespectful. They were raised not to treat women on the same caliber. And if they saw their fathers doing it to their mothers, they're kind of going to take it out on women. So, you know, that's just the way he was raised. But that doesn't mean you have to accept that. Ladies, another thing is he's a coward. You know, he may want to break up with you, but instead he's a coward. So he's just going to be mean. He takes the easy way out and just be mean and force you to dump him. You know, that's an insecure man. That's a man who's really got some issues. And the last but not least, ladies, and I hope this helps the listener, there's probably someone else on his mind. He may be your boyfriend, but his love is with somebody else. But these are things that hopefully, if you express your feelings and emotions to this man, he can have the common sense and the heart to talk to you as a real mature person instead of being a dickweed. But anyway, once again, if you got any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969, 347-857-3969. So go on 180 degrees in the opposite direction. So you do have this, let's say, ladies, you got this good man. And he's a good man, and he could be hubby material. And if y'all didn't know, I talked about hubby material a couple of times on the show, so all you just got to go do is go back and listen to a lot of my shows about what makes good hubby material, what makes good wifey material. So, ladies, here's some things that every man should make to his future wife, no exceptions, okay? And I know some of these things may be a little trivial, but here are some things that as a future husband, here are some things you should, there are some things that it's humorous, but here are some things you should expect from your future husband. Your man should be able to handle all the automotive responsibilities, okay? If the car needs an oil change, either he changes the oil or he takes it to go get it changed. He needs to handle all the pest control situations. Any critters, insects, bugs in the house, he needs to be able to take care of that, okay? If he should fall asleep during sexual activity, it should only be at most once a year. Now, brothers, if the lady lets you get a pass on that, it's only going to be one time. So if she's in that mood, you better make it happen, okay? A man has to promise you that he won't steal your thunder and he'll always be your biggest cheerleader, okay? Another thing to consider that men need to have this as their, as part of their marriage vows is, fellas, you got to eat everything they cook, unless it's generally gross because life is too short. But you know what, fellas? If she cooks something and she puts her heart and soul into it, you know, and normally she's cooking for you. She's really cooking something that she wants you to enjoy. Eat it, bro. Eat it. You've eaten worse. Unless it gives you massive diarrhea or something like that. Eat it, fellas. Eat it. Eat it. Fellas, you need to be able to bring home flowers for no reason at all. For no reason at all. Because I'm going to tell you, if you bring home flowers for no reason at all, she's going to be like, okay, what you do? You must have did something. Who's that bitch? If you just come home and say, no, baby, I was just thinking about you and brought home flowers, you'll get that, and you're in, bro. That's guaranteed panties that night. Just bring home flowers or send flowers to her job just on a random Tuesday. It's not even our anniversary for 6 months, so just cause. Just her. just cause. That's love. Okay? You promise as a husband to take her athletic endeavors, not to take her athletic endeavors too seriously, but you're going to support her. If she decides that she wants to go to the gym, support her. Now, she signed up for a gym and she only goes once a month, you need to understand, but you still need to motivate her to go to the gym, bro. Don't be, you know, you need to understand you got to be her favorite cheerleader, her best cheerleader. Fellas, you got to always lavish her with compliments, no matter what. She goes to get her hair done, compliment her. Goes to get her nails and toes done, compliment her. She comes back with a new dress, compliment her. Fellas, guaranteed, compliment her. Compliments should be overflowing. You know, you got to just keep that in mind, fellas. If you want to keep the peace, you better compliment her. Cuddling. I know, fellas, some brothers don't like to cuddle. But you're going to have to cuddle, bro. When she's reading a good book or she's watching her favorite movie and you don't want to watch it, cuddle. Hell, if you're watching your favorite movie, your action movie or sci-fi movie or watching football, and she comes and wants to sit on the couch, you better cuddle with her. First of all, fellas, if she sits on the couch, that's a good indication that she's into what she's watching. She may not even be into what you're watching, but she's into you, so you better cuddle with her. Okay? Just make sure, brothers, that you do the right things to keep her happy. This is your future wife we're talking about. So do the things to keep her happy, all right? So, hey, I'm up against the commercial break. I'm going to take another quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, I can't believe time goes, gone flies when you're having fun. I love it. But, hey, when I come back, I'm going to get rough, rugged, and raw like, you know, I always do. This is only on 924 Network, your boy Jay Flizzle, Jay Floyd, and I'll be back. Could never be enough. Yes, sir. I'm back. It's your boy, J. Flizzle, J. Floyd. Dirty After Dark. It's Teasley Tuesday, and I'm back. Call us, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, 347-857-3969. So, fella, you know how you with your woman, or you with a woman, and she's feeling kind of aroused. You know, they're not gonna see. Unlike us fellas, the ladies won't tell you. You know, we'll just tell you, hey, we horny. Hey, I want it. Hey, you know, let me get some. Whatever we say. Ladies have sneaky ways to let men know that she's feeling horny around you. Because I've always wondered this. You know, how, you know, what are the signs that a brother should know when a woman is aroused? So, fellas, I had to do some research, and here's what I think is some good signs. So if you know your girl, if you know your girl's in that mood, here's some of the signs. First off, she looks at you like a well-done T-bone steak or her favorite dessert. She gives you that eye, it's that eye sex or eye fucking, where she's looking at you like, God damn, I will eat you alive. You know, you'll notice her giving those seductive glances at you and wanting for you to look back. She'll let you catch yourself blushing or give you that little flash like, come here, look. She may occasionally bite her lip. That's some signs right there, bro. You need to jump on that. And let's just say your woman is naturally horny or flirtatious, but she flirts with you more than normal. She's very, very flirty. Just in her tone and her conversation is really, really kinky. When she knows when, you know, y'all could be talking about some stuff and it just all of a sudden it goes to sex. You could be talking about politics and all of a sudden it just goes to sex. She's verbally teasing you, giving you a dead giveaway of how horny she is, but in a subtle and indirect way. She's not saying, come and bend me over and fuck the shit out of me, but she's doing all the right things. Another thing, she's very touchy, and she's very touchy-feeling. That public display of affection or private display of affection. Whether that means just giving you a nice hug, wrapping her arms around you, you know, rubbing her feet up against your leg, you know, just anything, just to touch you, or to have you touch her. You know, let's say y'all in the bathroom together and you're trying to get to the toothpaste and she's in your way. she kind of wants you to go around her to get that toothpaste. You know, she's definitely giving you signals and signs that she wants you to make it happen, Captain. Here's the thing that us men, we overlook. Brother, she compliments you on how you look. You may come home sweating, just came from the gym. She be like, damn, you know, looking good over there. You're getting buff, you're getting fit. I like the way the chest looks. I like the way the arms, the shoulders, whatever. When she's complimenting you, when she's giving you those, you know, how developed your arms, your chest, your shoulders are, how well you fit in those jeans, how well you look when you put on that shirt, she's telling you, bruh, okay? She's telling you she wants to get it in. When she starts flaunting her best assets around you, let's just say your girl is well endowed in the chest area. Normally, she'll come to bed, you know, normally she'll walk around the house and you know, she may, you know, just whatever. But for some odd reason, she's walking around and she's got her bra and panties on. What? Showing off the girls? Or let's just say y'all going out. Just going to, y'all go to your favorite little diner to have something to eat. And normally she just puts on the regular old jeans and T-shirts, no big deal. But today she wants to put on a nice little revealing little blouse to showing off the cleavage. Whoa, bruh, that's letting you know something. She's on to you. And one of the last things, bruh, when she lets you touch her, and I mean, let's say you're at that diner, and she just, you know, under the table, she grabs your hand and she kind of puts it between her legs and just say, keep it there. Oh, come on, man. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out, that she's definitely looking to get it in. So when you get all those signs, bro, you need to take advantage of that. Because if I was in that situation, I would. anyway. So, ladies, there's certain things that you do that I told you. Early in the show, I mentioned certain things that you do that give us that warm and fuzzy feeling. And here are some unladylike things that you'll be surprised, the things that we love that y'all do. One thing a man gets a little woody for is a woman that can do some do-it-yourself, whether it be, you know, everything from computers or some outdoor stuff. You may know your girl may be a gardener. She's out there getting dirty out there in the garden, planting the seeds and potting and doing that stuff. That's hot. That's hot. You know, ain't nothing sexier than seeing a woman out there and she handling her business out there on the outside. I want to cut the grass. Well, you want to do what? Oh, shit. Oh, shit. A man don't know how to act if a woman decides she wants to cut the grass. What? Sexy stuff. We just love that sexy stuff. Another thing that y'all are kind of unladylike, but men love anyway, a woman who's able to handle her liquor. Okay? Men are often impressed by the fact that you can handle your liquor. And even more impressed when you are not drinking the ladies' drinks. Instead of drinking the martinis, you're drinking bourbon, scotch, rum, beer. Men love that. That's hot. We like that. We know, like, damn, you know, that's sexy. A woman that can hold her liquor. I was on a date, I came across a woman that we went on a date and went to the bar, and I was like, so what do you want to drink? And she said, Crown Neat. And I was like, what? She said, yeah, Crown Royal Neat. And I was like, what? I was expecting a Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity drink, and she had Crown Royal Neat. I knew then, she's a keeper. I'm telling you, that says a lot. You know, a woman that can handle her liquor, you know, that's hot. That's hot. Another thing is a woman that laughs out loud and is proud of it. You know, own distinct laugh. It's got her own and doesn't mind telling a few risque jokes. You know, that's kind of hot. Men like that. I know it's unladylike, but men find that appealing when you can hold your own and be funny and be humorous. You know, don't have to be the shy chick. You know, Lil Wayne said, I hate a shy chick. You know, we like a woman who's confident in her abilities and it could be funny. We like that. This one here is hot, but no man really wants to admit it. A woman that's capable of kicking ass and defending herself. Now, every man wants to be in a position where he can defend his woman. But if a woman is out there and she takes freaking kickboxing classes and self-defense and she's a third degree, fourth degree, fifth degree black belt, that's hot shit. Ever wonder why Ronda Rousey is so appealing to a lot of guys? Ronda Rousey, if y'all don't know, she's a mixed martial arts champion. And she's an attractive woman, but men, because she's in a physical sport, men find almost like an Amazon. She's like a female, she's an Amazon, so a female gladiator, and men find that appealing. Men find that appealing. Men love when a woman is very comfortable with her sexuality. We love that. We absolutely love that. And whatever, you know, certain women are very particular when it comes to certain touchy topics. But a woman who's precise and discussing her sexuality, discussing her sexual needs, her wants and her desires, who's comfortable about her relationships, her sexual relationships, that's hot. Men enjoy that. Men enjoy women who can be upfront and honest with their sexuality, because you want us to be upfront and honest, ladies. We find that sexy. And last but not least, we enjoy women being upfront with their feelings, which you already are. But a woman who's upfront, you know, men appreciate being asked out sometimes. Men appreciate a woman who knows what she wants and is upfront and say, hey, I saw you. You know, I talked about this on the show not too long ago. Ladies, you want to impress a man, be at a club. Hell, be at a cafe. Be at your favorite coffee bar. You see a man that you like. You see a man that's kind of sparked your interest. You want to engage in a conversation with him. He's up at the counter getting ready to buy a banana bread muffin. Go up to the counter and buy that muffin. I'll pay for that. First of all, he'll look at you 20 times. And then he'll be like, what the hell? Automatically spark conversation. So we like that. And this kind of brings to my last little point. I saw it on the news wire, and I want to bring this up, and I want to get the ladies and the men's opinion on this. Two women are being sought because surveillance cameras got them aggressively touching a male customer at a convenience store. One of the girls, now I watched the video, and if you get some chance, pull it up. It's on YouTube and all the outlets. But it shows a man, you know, a well-built back man. He's minding his own business, And if you notice on the cameras, the surveillance cameras at the convenience store, there's a woman in front of him, and he notices a woman in like a pink future dress who's walking behind him. So he doesn't care. You know, he's doing his own thing, probably got like a little Jamba Juice or whatever. He's trying to, you know, he's in line. He's right behind the woman that's in front of him. So all of a sudden, the woman in front of him, that thing up and starts twerking in front of him. And he's freaking out. He's like, what the hell is going on here? And then the woman in the pink dress come behind him and it starts touching on his booty, She's trying to fit on his dick. She's trying to do all of this stuff, and it's all caught on camera. And these women are being very, very aggressive with him. And he's kind of taken aback at first, but then he said, I guess by the weight of his demeanor, he got kind of defensive. He got kind of angry because these women were so aggressive towards him. Now, here's the crazy part. You know, this guy's actually pressed charges against these women. He has actually filed criminal charges against these two women for sexual assault, and they are actively looking for these two women. If you don't believe me, pull it up. But when I heard that, I wanted to get your ladies and gentlemen's opinion. Now, they didn't try to rape him or nothing like that, but they were overly aggressive. One girl's twerking in front of him. The other girl's grabbing his butt, trying to grab his dick. You know, I don't know what they were saying because the surveillance didn't catch the words, but he was taken aback, and he actually backed up, and he was kind of like, what am I to do? What am I to do? You know, most 90% of men would love that attention to begin with, but I guess he didn't, and he found it so offensive that he decided to press charges against these women. You know, I don't know. How do you tell your fellas, how do you tell your homeboys that, hey, man, I had to press charges against these two females because they was feeling on me. They was trying to get some. I mean, I don't know if he's a married man, a single man, a committed man, gay man. I don't know. But why would you file charges against these two women? It says a lot about him. I don't know. Maybe it's maybe in the day and the time that we're in right now. I don't know. That's something to debate about. You know, if y'all got to, you know, if y'all, let me know what y'all think, you know. Hit me up on Facebook at, 924 Network, or hit me up on Blog Talk at 924 Network. Let me know what y'all think about that. Is he wrong? Yeah. Now, if the roles were reversed and two men did that, oh, my God, they'd be arrested on the spot. Sexual assault. One man tries to back it up on a lady and another guy's groping a woman. Absolutely. But when it's reversed, is it just as serious, or is he just blowing it out of proportion? Or maybe he was just gay and he just didn't find it attractive at all. You know, real quick, if it was me, I'd find it extremely flattering. But I don't know if I would press charges against that. I don't know if getting my ego stroked. You know, and here's the sad part. He could have easily walked out. He could have easily, if he felt uncomfortable, why did he just walk out and go get in his car and go home? But for him to, they didn't hold him up. They didn't put a gun to his head and try to pull his pants down. They were feeling on him. They were being aroused. I don't know if they were drunk, high, horny. But he felt compelled to call the police and press charges against these women. Is he overreacting? I don't know. Is he in his right? I don't know. But y'all let me know either way. But it's your boy Jay Floyd. I'm about to get on out of here. You know, I want to say shout out to all my veterans out there. I'm a veteran myself, so shout out to all my veterans. I appreciate y'all for all the service y'all have done. And just want to say thank you. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. If you see a veteran, say thank you. Okay? If you see a veteran or if you know of a veteran, call him. Call her, call him, and just say thank you for your service, okay? We don't get the recognition that we should, but I'm telling y'all, you know, we give our lives to protect the greatest country on earth. So shout out to all my veterans. I want y'all to have a wonderful and blessed week, a happy Veterans Day, and I will definitely holler at y'all later. Peace.